This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. After Hurricanes Ivan and Katrina in 2004 and 2005, residents on the Gulf Coast saw their property insurance rates skyrocket. Prices are still high, and now housing advocates there fear that rising premiums are pushing struggling homeowners to the brink of foreclosure. Zoe Sullivan reports from New Orleans.
Phyllis Nelson is a widow whose home on the Mississippi coast disappeared with Hurricane Katrina. She showed me the family portraits, which were the only things she'd taken with her when she evacuated.
And then this was Duke a little older, Tara a little older, Cherie a little older, and Tracy when they chopped their hair up. The short hair, she looks at that and she could die. Oh, goodness.
After Katrina, Nelson, like many others, moved inland. She bought a home in St. Tammany Parish, north of New Orleans. Now she's facing a new threat. Not the weather, but foreclosure. Nelson's housing costs are $975 a month. They've gone up roughly $80 a month since she bought the house because of her insurance. It might not sound like much, but her Social Security payment is only about $1,200 a month. That's cutting it close.
So if I don't eat, I will pay my mortgage, because that's the most important thing.
Since Hurricane Katrina, insurance premiums in southern Louisiana have increased dramatically.
Seth Weingart runs the Homeownership Protection Program at the Greater New Orleans Fair Housing Action Center.
For most homeowners, where their insurance is included as part of their mortgage payment, that's resulted in payments going up by hundreds of dollars a month.
Advocates like Weingart say this is a growing problem, though there have yet to be any studies linking insurance cost and foreclosure. The idea that they're linked is disputed by insurers.
Good afternoon, Insurance Information Institute. How may I direct your call?
Robert Hartwig is the president of the Insurance Information Institute in New York City. He says that this is just the cost of owning a home on the Gulf Coast. He disputes the correlation between rising insurance rates and foreclosures.
The fact of the matter is that there is a foreclosure crisis in America, but it has nothing to do with the cost of insurance. It has everything to do with problem mortgages generally granted years ago.
Hartwig says that rates may be high, but the benefits of a functional industry are indisputable.
In 2011, insurers paid $32 billion in insured losses from catastrophes, paid to millions of policyholders all across the United States, and in each and every case, the industry was the economic first responder, helping individual homeowners, businesses, and entire communities recover from disaster.
While the insurance industry says the current model is working, Weingart says that grassroots advocates are starting to push for something else.
If we could expand the pool of homeowners that are in, you know, that are covered to branch out across a wider area, then they could potentially lower the rates and make them more affordable for everyone in this kind of area.
Weingart doesn't know if this idea will catch on. One thing that seems certain, though, as severe weather events become more common, it's unlikely that rates will go down anytime soon. In New Orleans, I'm Zoe Sullivan for Marketplace.